today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about the Cohen E7 active noise canceling headphones. Now, these headphones will run you about $50 on Amazon. I was able to get them on sale for about $45, so they're usually around $40 or $50 US if you want to pick them up. Now, because they are budget headphones, you are not going to get the greatest sound. So if you're expecting, you know, Bose quality sound out of these headphones, you're not going to get it. But for $50, what these headphones do offer is surprisingly good. So what comes in the box? In the box, you get a male-to-male 3.5mm aux cable. You also get the cable to charge the headphones, which is micro USB. Again, this is their cost. These are cheap headphones, so you're not expected to get like the latest and greatest, but hey, micro USB is still rather popular, so that's what you get. Aside from the two cables, you get, of course, user documentation, and you get the Cohen E7 headphones themselves. Now, when you take these headphones out of the box, they have a really nice feel to them. They do not look cheap at all, let me tell you guys. And on each side, you have the Cohen logo, which looks, the best way I can describe it, kind of like a slice of pizza, right? Like, it has like a, it looks like a triangle with a rounded base and a point. And then on the point, you'll find a circle. And it has this on both sides. And you'll know that you are wearing the headphones correctly because the right side is where you have your controls, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Now, on the left side of the headphones, you have your micro USB switch, or your micro USB port, and this is where you'll plug in your cable to charge the headphones. On the opposite side, on the ear cup, you will find a switch, and this is the switch that toggles between on and active noise canceling. Now, on that, the same side as the switch, you will find the button. If you, depending on where you push, that will control the playback. So if you push the point of the triangle with the small circle, you will play and pause music as well as answer and end calls. If you hold this button down, that puts the headphones into pairing mode. If you press down on the button, if you press on the downward side, that will go to the previous track, and the upper point of the triangle goes to the next track. Or maybe it's backwards. You know, it's kind of confusing the way these headphones work, because you would think that it would be the opposite, but no. Just like with the volume control, if you push on the lower point of the triangle, opposite the play pause, that will turn the volume up. And if you push on the upper side, opposite the play and pause, that will turn the volume down. This is, of course, if you hold the button. So one press will toggle the track control, and then holding it will toggle volume. Now, also on the bottom of the ear cup next to the switch, you will find the 3.5mm connection. Now, one thing to keep in mind when using this 3.5 millimeter connection, the headphones must be either on or on active noise canceling mode. They will not work. They will not work if they are off, not even if you plug in the cable. So just something to keep in mind. Now, these headphones offer Bluetooth. I believe it's 4.2 or 5.0. So there's very little latency, but compared to things like the AirPods or the Beats that I reviewed last week, there's much more delay. But again, for what you're getting, it's actually not bad. Now, wearing the headphones is quite comfortable. The headphones feature really nice over-the-ear cushions, which do not go around the ear, rather they go over the ear. Kind of look like donuts, I guess. But the inside of the cushions have memory foam, so you don't feel the driver. And then the headband has some cushion on it to, you know, give your head a bit of cushion. And of course they have a swivel so that you can lay them flat on your desk. And also you can adjust them the way you would adjust regular headphones, you know, by the clicks. But even with the headphones fully extended, I find that they do put a little bit of pressure on the head. So if that's not something that you are used to, then these headphones are not for you. Now, these headphones offer 40 millimeter drivers, and so the bass is quite good, though I find that wearing them for long periods of time does make my ears sweat. And also, with noise canceling turned off, the bass is a bit muddy and distorted. So some people do find that pleasing. So again, to each their own. Now let's go ahead and do the mic test so that you can see what the Kohn E7s sound like.
So this is a microphone test of the Kohn E7 active noise canceling headphones. This is what your callers will hear anytime you make a phone call or anything like that. So WhatsApp, FaceTime, Messenger, that sort of thing. This is what callers will hear. Let me know what you guys think.
So, this is the review of the Kohn E7 active noise canceling headphones. You can find them on Amazon for $50. If you like this review, let us know by contacting bbunchradio at gmail.com or contacting us on Twitter at folshow, facebook.com/folshow, and of course you can look us up on Clubhouse as folshow.